是圣经哈。
Let's read a few Bible verses together.
以赛亚书第五十章。
Isaiah chapter 50.
以赛亚书第五十章第四节。
Verse 4, Isaiah 54.
这个以赛亚书第五十章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4.
主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎么用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。
The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakened morning by morning. He wakened my ear to hear as the learned.
同样是以赛亚书第三十七章。
In Isaiah chapter 37.
第三十一节。
Verse 31.
以赛亚书三十七章第三十一节。
Isaiah 37, verse 31.
犹大家所逃脱余剩的人要往下扎根，向上结果。
And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
翻到新约马太福音。
In the New Testament, the Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音第十三章。
Matthew chapter 13.
这个大家很熟的圣经节哈，是撒种的比喻哈。我们从第四节读到第九节。
Parable of the sower from verse 14, from verse 4 through 9.
撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了；有落在土浅石头的，地上的荆棘既不生，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了。有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了；有落在好土里的，就结实，有一百倍、六十倍、三十倍。有耳可听的，就应当听。
And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth.And forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some an hundredfold, some sixtyfold, some thirtyfold. Who have ears to hear, let him hear.
马太福音第七章第十六节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 6.
马太福音第七章第十六节。
Matthew 7:16.
凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？棘藜里岂能摘无花果呢？这样好树都结啊好，凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能借坏果子，坏树不能借好果子。
16-18, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
二十节，所以凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。
Verse 20, wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them.
我们又到了新的一年。
We have come to a new year.
我想当意思那首诗歌说主在呼召我们。
The hymn said that the Lord is calling us.
但愿我们是能够听到他的呼召。
May we be ones that can hear his calling.
这个一年一年的过。
A year after a year passed by.
我想只有小朋友很喜欢过年。
I assume that only kids like the New Year's.
我这句话可能也不是很准确。
Maybe not very accurate.
你们都很喜欢过年。
Everyone likes New Year's.
小孩子喜欢过年的时候，他又长大了。
the kids like the New Year's because they grow up another year.
我们这种年纪不是喜欢长大。
But at our age, we do not like to grow older.
我们只是想吃。
We just like to eat.
那个不过可能也不能吃。
Maybe we can't eat either.
不管怎么样，我们又过一个年。
But anyways, another year.
去年年中的时候，我跟弟兄姊妹交通过结果子。
At the end of the year last year, I fellowship with brothers. In the middle of
年中年去年年的中旬，我跟大家交通过结果子。
In the middle of the year, I share with brothers and sisters about bearing fruit.
后来我就没继续交通下去了。
And I didn't continue.
因为一些特别的聚会。
Because of other special meetings.
主给我不同的负担。
The Lord has given me other burden.
或者跟着弟兄们的一些交通，我就都交通了别的题目去了。
Or according to the fellowship of other brothers, I share on other topics.
但是没想到常建弟兄来，把我很多想讲的话都给他讲去了。
But Brother Chan came and he shared a lot of what I wanted to share.
因为我就是要讲往下这个往下扎根，向上结果。
I was going to share on rooted downwards and bearing fruit upwards.
我没有跟常建弟兄交通过。
I didn't fellowship with Brother Chang.
当他来跟我说他这是想扎根的生活。
When he told me he wanted to come and share with us about rooted life.
我觉得这个是非常好的。
I feel it's very good.
讲得比我讲得还更清楚。
Much clearer than I was to speak on.
但我还是愿意，既然我们弟兄已经有这样的交通了。
Since our brother has already had this sharing.
所以我愿意继续，还是照我的负担跟弟兄姊妹再有点交通。
I'm willing to, according to my burden, to share some more with brothers and sisters.
我跟弟兄姊妹上次提过结果子。
I mentioned to you about bearing fruit.
我说结果子跟我们今天种地，很多人喜欢去种点菜，果子怎么长的？
I share with you that a lot of people like to grow stuff on the ground and how they are being produced.
我们今天在主里面要结果子也大概都是类似。
And it's the same for us bearing fruit in the Lord.
但我今天要讲到的是说，你有在结果子吗？
But I'm going to share with you, are you bearing fruit?
或者我问另外一个问题。
Or another question.
你结什么果子？
What kind of fruit are you bearing?
我们呢，可能都在结果子。
Maybe we are all bearing fruit.
只是我们要问，我们在结什么果子
？But we have to ask ourselves, what kind of fruit are we bearing?
中国人有一句话叫“自食其果”。
There's a Chinese saying that you.
我讲的吗
？That you get what you sow.
各个乡村讲的不同呢。但是我讲意思就是说。你做什么，你就吃那个结果。
Whatever you sow, you bear, you reap the what you sow.
我们基本上这句话出来的意思就是说，那个是不好的果子。
And usually when we say this, is you know that is a bad fruit.
你是一个懒惰的人，你一定结个非常懒惰的果子。
If you're lazy, then you bear lazy fruit.
你一定要吃那个懒惰的最后的。结果。
If you're lazy, then you have to eat. You have to reap the end of being lazy.
我们刚刚读马太福音第七章那一段话。
And when we're reading Matthew chapter 7,
它的荆棘可以结葡萄吗
？It says that can the thorns bear grapes?
你能够在荆棘里面去找到葡萄吗
？Can you find grapes among thorns?
或者你在棘藜里面，你可以找到无花果。
Can you find figs among thistles?
荆棘只能够结出荆棘。
Thorns can only bear thorns.
棘藜只能够结出棘藜。
And thistles, only thistles.
只有葡萄树能够结出葡萄果，葡萄。
Only the grapevine can bear grapes.
只有无花果树可以结出无花果。
And a fig tree can bear figs.
所以我们今天要来用的，在我们身上来看。
And using it on us.
如果我们是一个一直顺着我肉体生活的人，
if we only live according to our own flesh,
我们不会结出好的果子。
Then we cannot bear good fruit.
我们可能结出来的果子都是荆棘。
Maybe what we bear are all thorns.
我们可能结出来的果子都是棘藜。
All are all thistles.
或者我们今天行事照着我天然的喜好。
And if we do things according to our natural what we like.
照着我天然所喜欢的去行。
How we like naturally, we work and act.
我们结出来的可能也是荆棘跟棘。
Maybe what we bear is all thorns and thistles.
我们要问我心里面一直藏着的是什么呢？
We have to ask our own hearts what is hidden in
there. 没有人看到我心里的。
Nobody see our hearts.
说我里面贪。
Maybe we have greed in our hearts.
人家看得见吗？
Can others see that?
看不到。
They can't.
我里面很苦。
I'm very bitter in there.
看不到我里面的。
You can't see what's inside.
但是可以看到我的表现就是我所结的果子。
But you can see what I express. That is the fruit I bear.
说究竟我们今天我们在结什么果子？
So what kind of fruit are we bearing today?
所以我基本上当我在想思想这个事情的时候，我们基本上都在结果子。
So when I ponder upon this thing, we are basically all bearing fruits.
我们在结什么果子？
But what kind of fruit are we bearing?
我们背叛。
We rebel.
我们会结出背叛的果子。
And we'll bear fruit of rebellion.
因为主在这里说，凭着你的果子就认识。
Because the Lord says that he knows us by the fruit that we bear.
人也能够认从我们的果子。认识我们。
And others can know us by the fruit that we bear.
So 我们要结好果子。
So we need to bear good fruit.
我们必须在主的面前，我们要是一个认识主的人。
We have to be one who knows God before Him.
我们得着主多少。
How much we gain of the Lord.
我们就结出多少的果子。
And how much fruit.We'll bear.
我们认识我的主有多少？
How much we know our Lord?
我们能够结出的果子，像我们主所要的果子有多少？
Then we will bear the fruit that would be like our God. How much?
我们来读几节圣经哈。
We'll read a few verses.
哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书第四章。
Chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章第十节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 10。
我们为基督的缘故算是愚拙的，你们在基督里倒是聪明的。我们软弱，你们倒强壮；你们有荣耀，我们倒被藐视。
We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable.But we are despised.
十三节下半段哈，直到如今，人还把我们看作世界上的污秽，万物中的渣滓。
Second half of 13, we are made as the filth of the world and are the offscouring of all things unto this day.
谁愿意被人看为是愚拙的？
Who would like to be?Being looked upon as fools.
那我们最少都要被人看 I'm smart. No, smart 我不知道中文是啥，聪明也不是。这个，把你们听懂什么 I am smart.
We are to look smart.
我们要给人家觉得我没这么笨。
I'm not that stupid.
那你们才笨。
You are stupid.
这个还有呢，我们愿意被人看着软弱的吗？
Are we willing to be looked upon as those who are weak?
我们都要人看我们是蛮强壮的。
We want others to look at us, you know, that we are strong.
我们里面是蛮弱的，但是给人看的我还是蛮厉害的。
Even though we are weak, we want others to see that we are strong.
我们愿意被人藐视吗？
Are we willing to be despised by others?
这都不是我们要的。
Not what we want.
我们说有这个，你跟我保罗说哈，我们弟兄说。你们是强壮的，我是软弱。
Paul, our brother said that you are strong, but I'm weak.
你们是聪明的，我给你们看来我是愚笨的。
You are wise, but you look at me, I'm a fool.
因为一个难处来，如果你有方法把它拐弯走过，我却要面对这个难处，所以在你看来我是笨的，你是聪明的。
Because when a difficulty comes, you can solve it with your own hands, but I can't. And to you, I'm being a fool, and you are wise.
我们再看到十三节最后，他说：“世界的人看我是污秽，是渣滓。”
And the world sees me as the filth of the world and offscouring of all things.
我们要的是把成功
We want success.
人要看我是成功的人。
Others have to see that I'm a successful person.
我怎么会被人看成我是渣子，是污秽的呢？
How can I be seen as the filth and offscoring of the things?
你有没有发现，当保罗在讲这些话的时候，跟我们所有的想法刚都是相反。
When Paul was speaking of these things, it's opposite of what we are thinking.
但是当我们不同的在这里有不同的人生走的时候，
as we walk this life,
我们在结不同的果子。
We are bearing different fruit.
保罗被人的藐视，
Paul was being despised.
被人看来他是渣仔污秽的。
And he was the filth of the world, offscoring of all things.
他把福音传给整个小亚细亚。
But he spread the gospel to Asia Minor.
基本上整个小亚细亚是保罗把福音传过去的。
Basically, Paul brought the gospel to the entire Asia Minor.
人看我是笨的。
People see me as a fool.
人看我是软弱的。
As weak.
我却把福音传给整个小亚细亚。
Yet I brought the gospel throughout Asia Minor.
你们哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹。
The brothers and sisters in Korean.
你们是聪明的。
You are wise.
你们是强壮的。
You are strong.
你们是否有能力的。
You have might.
我们看他结什么果子。
But what kind of fruit did you bear?
我们读的第四章，对不对？我不读了，后面就开始讲他们的问题。
And following, it will speak of their all their problems.
他们结的果子淫乱。
Immorality.
他们结的果子纷争。
Strife.
他们结的果子结党。
They have
division.
Division.
我们要问什么果子是神所喜悦的。
We want to ask what kind of fruit that's the God is God pleased with.
你要知道，这里保罗现在讲的这些都是我们不要的。
All these things that's spoken by Paul is what we don't want.
我们有点想法的，我怎么会要这样子呢？
If we are people who are if we think about it, we wouldn't want to be like that.
我们会想，既然要这样子的，我啥都不做了，我今天就在街上扫街。
If to be like this, then I'd rather just not do anything and just sit there for.
我是不是走出去给人家看来我们就是讨饭的？
Do I want to be looked upon as just beggars?
我们主没有要我们做这个。
The Lord is not asking for us to do.
主要我们的心态能够不是在追求地上的成功。
But the Lord wants our heart, our attitude is not to seek success in this world.
我们地上的追求。是为着主的国的成功。
What we pursue on this on this earth is for the Lord's kingdom.
别人看不起我们，那算多少呢？
Others can despise us, but what does that matter?
所以我就记得尼弟兄年轻的时候。
I remember Brother Ni when he was young.
他很年轻了，我不知道他有25岁了没有。
Maybe not even 25.
他很聪明。
He was very smart.
你知道他看过东西就是过目不忘的。
He can memorize things very easily.
他坐车绝对不可以看外面。
When he take the transportation, he cannot look outside.
他所有的招牌他都已经一看就存进脑袋。
He can just memorize all the the store names.
非常聪明的一个人。
He was very intelligent.
那神呼召他来服侍主。
But the Lord called him to serve the Lord.
所以他年轻那时候他生病。
So when he was sick, when he was young,
有一次走在街上，拿着拐杖。
He was using a cane to support himself as he walked.
不是我们姊妹跌伤了才拿拐杖。
Not the crutches. Our sister hurt herself.
二十几岁人病恹恹的拿着拐杖等死的样子。
But he was in his 20s and he was taking a cane and waiting for his death.
他有一次遇到他的老师。
He met his teacher.
他老师看着他就一直摇头。
His teacher saw him and just kept shaking his head.
他说在学校里面我们是准备栽培你的。
We have prepared to groom you in the school.
你是我们顶尖的学生。
You are the top student.
你今天信耶稣信到这种样子。
Now you believe in Jesus and look what you have become.
你还有用。
Are you still useful?
你说他回家之后。
When he went home.
他也问主说我怎么变成这样了。
He asked the Lord, why have I become like this?
在主又在跟他说我呼召你。
But the Lord said, I have called you.
你愿意被我用。
Are you willing to be used by me?
我们弟兄。
Our brother.
在中国在他有生的时候把中国带了一个最厉害的复兴。
Our brother, during his lifetime, he brought China into a great revival.
在人看来不行。
Before men, it was he's useless.
主能够用他。
But the Lord can use him.
所以人看人跟神看人完全两码。
So it's different when man sees man and when God sees us.
我们不见得要别人看到是这样子的。
We do not have to become like that.
英国的达比弟兄。
Our brother Darby from England.
他也是非常聪明。
He was very intelligent.
他的姐夫是大法官。
His brother-in-law was a judge, chief judge.
他曾经想要他这个什么的小舅子，如果说这个关系是怎么叫，这个把英国的律法重写一遍。圣经是最靠近原文的。
His translation is the closest to the original text.
他把他自己的一生就摆上为着主。
He laid his life, his entire life for the Lord.
我们以后有人会交通他的生平，我就不想太多了。
Others will probably share about his lifetime, so I wouldn't share anymore.
我们今天我们能够在一年开始。
That today, at the very beginning of the year,
我们能够听到主的呼召。
That we can hear the calling of the Lord.
主呼召我们结果子。
The Lord calls us to bear fruit.
我们愿意被主造成一个我能够结他要我结的果子吗？
Can we be molded by the Lord to bear the kind of fruit that the Lord wants?
我们需要结他要我们结的果子。
We need to bear the fruit that he wants us to bear.
我们必须能够被他造成。他要我们成为的人。
Then we will need to be molded to the kind of person that he wants us to be.
我在思想的时候。
As I was pondering.
我愿意谈两件事情。
There are two things I would like to share.
就是今天我们的使命跟我们的道路。
It's our mission today and our way.
我们明白我们的使命。知道我们走的道路，我们才能够结好的果子。
If we understand our mission and we know our way, then we can bear good fruit.
有些圣经我没时间跟你们读了。
I have no time to go through all the passages.
我们的使命，第一个。
Our mission, the first thing.
是使万人万民做主的门徒。
That all men can be the Lord's disciple.
这里没有说使万人万民做主的信徒。
It didn't say that for all the people to be believers of the Lord.
他这里说是万民做我的门徒。
That all people will be my disciples.
我们如果不是门徒，你能够把人带成门徒吗？
If we are not disciples ourselves, can we bring others to become disciples?
你连怎么成为门徒你都不懂，你也能够教人家怎么成为门徒吗？
If we do not know how to be disciples, how can we teach others to be disciples of the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们很热衷去传福音。
Brothers and sisters, we are zealous to preach the gospel.
但是我们只要人家说信主就行了。
We just want others to believe in the Lord, and that is that.
这不是主的心意。
This is not the will of the Lord.
主的心意是要人成为门徒。
The will of the Lord is for men to be his disciples.
你不是门徒，你怎么带人成门徒？
If you are not disciples, how can you bring others to become disciples?
你只把人带着信主就结束了。
You bring others to believe in the Lord, and that's the end.
这不是做主忠心的人。
This is not being faithful to the Lord.
所以有时候你今天看很多人发的文章，什么就是要人只要传福音就行了。
A lot of people write a lot of articles just to preach the gospel.
我们说传福音就是大使命。
We said that to preach the gospel is a great commission.
这个不准确。
This is not accurate.
大使命是把人每一个都带成门徒的。
The great commission is to make disciples of all men.
说传福音不是为传福音。
To preach the gospel is just not for the sake of preaching the gospel.
使人能够直接来跟随主。
It's for men to follow the Lord.
成为门徒的。
To become disciples.
这是我们每一个人的使命。
This is our mission.
我们第二个使命。
Second.
你在主耶稣说哈，在使徒行传里面说。他说我要在我们当中选人来一起做主什么见证呢？做主复活的见证。
That we want the people among us together to bear testimony of the Lord's resurrection. 我们是另外一个
使命乃是做主复活的见证。
To bear this resurrection testimony.
主是活的。
That the Lord is living.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
你相信吗？
Do you believe?
我们最近也有发现哈，这个有人说我相信主耶稣死了。
We realize that some that they say, oh, I believe that the Lord has died.
这主耶稣复活我还是有点保留。
But I still have reservation that the Lord Jesus has resurrected.
你能够做主复活的见证吗？
Can you bear the testimony that the Lord has already risen?
这些话哈，常常会，我们有真的相信耶稣复活了吗？
Do we truly believe that the Lord Jesus has risen?
遇到一个朋友说，有个尸体在那，我相信他可以复活。
I met a friend. He said, "Oh, if there is a dead body there, I believe it can be resurrected."
现在有火葬，啥都成成灰，还可以复活。
Oh, if there's a dead person that I believe it can be resurrected, but now it's all cremation.
你知道我们的思想啊。这个我不知道是 crooked 还是什么的，这个反正是乱七八糟的。
Our thinking is just kind of off.
我们没办法能够看到什么叫复活。
We are unable to see what resurrection is.
你是真的相信耶稣复活了，还是你只是知道耶稣复活？
Do you truly believe that Jesus has been resurrected, or you just know that he has been resurrected?
你知道耶稣复活对你一点用都没有。
Knowing that he has resurrected has no use for you.
你告诉人一点能力都没有。
There's no strength in there, no power in there.
我只是这里知道。
Because I just know in my head.
我要问我心，耶稣复活吗？真的不是很 sure。
I have to ask in my heart, has Jesus resurrected? Then I'm not sure.
当你对一些事情你不肯定的时候，你怎么做见证？
If you're unsure of something, how can you bear testimony of it?
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
I've oftentimes tell brothers.
我的脑袋知道的，你是传达到人家的脑袋去。
If it's only in my mind, I know that I can only preach it to others in the mind.
除非你心里面已经有确据的，你能够达到人家心里面去。
Unless indeed you have conviction in your heart, then you can reach the heart of others.
除非你经历过这位活的主，你没办法做主复活的见证。
Unless you have experienced this resurrected Christ, then you are unable to bear testimony of his resurrection.
所以我们必须走信心的路。
So we have to walk this path of faith.
我们或者说我们必须操练我们的信心。
In other words, we have to exercise our faith.
我们要发现我所信的主是真的吗？
We have to say, believe that it's my Lord real?
你不可以一天一天一年一年过就是 assume 假设我就是信主了。
We can't just assume that we already believe in the Lord.
我听这信息越来越多，越来越深了。
We have heard messages on more and more and deeper and deeper.
我们就把自己麻痹掉。
And we kind of numb ourselves with those.
你所经历的主是活的吗？
What the Lord that you experience, is he real to you?
还是对你他只是一个知识？
Or is he just a head knowledge to you?
还是只是一个道理？
Or is it just a doctrine to you?
所以我们今天要做主复活的见证，这是主给我们的使命。
We need to bear testimony of his resurrection. This is one of our mission.
第三个。
Third.
我们要做主教会身体合一的见证。
We need to bear the testimony of the oneness of the body of Christ.
以弗所书里面告诉我们说，教会是他的身体。
The book of Ephesians tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
他告诉我们说要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
It's to equip all the saints to build up the body of Christ.
所以这是主，我只简单讲三个使命。
I'll just speak three missions.
我们使万民做主的门徒。
That make disciples of all men.
我们做主复活的见证。
To bear the testimony of his resurrection.
我们做主教会合一的见证。
That we bear the testimony of the oneness of the body of Christ.
这是主今天托付给我们。
This is what the Lord has entrusted us.
那我们今天要走什么路呢？
But what way are we taking today?
第一个。
First.
我们要走里面的路。
To walk an inward way.
不是走外面的路。
Not on the outward.
我们喜欢外面的热闹。
We like the all the bustling in the on the outside.
我们喜欢外面许多的活动。
We like all the outward activities.
但主今天要的是我们里面的来跟从他。
But the Lord wants us to follow Him inwardly.
我们外面可以有很多我们的知识。
We can have a lot of knowledge outwardly.
我们外面可以有很多的修养。
And outwardly, we can have a lot of discipline.
我们外面可以有很多的组织。
And a lot of organization.
但是外面都不是我主今天要。
But all these outward things, the Lord doesn't want it.
我们只走一个路，就是里面。
We only walk one way, it's the inward way.
我们里面能够常常碰见我们的主。
That we can meet our Lord inside.
所以你会发现，我们今天祷告也好，读经也好，聚会也好，我是在里面的来认识我的主吗？
Whether when we pray or when we come to the meeting or we read God's word, are we meeting the Lord inwardly?
还是我们都在搞外面的事？
Are we all dealing outwardly only?
过外面许多的活动。
And we live in among all these activities.
所以第一个，我们走的路，我们必须走里面。
So first thing, when we walk, we have to walk it inwardly.
只有里面才是真的。
Only what is inward is true.
第二个。
Second,
我们要走十字架、舍己、降卑的路。
To walk the way of the cross, to deny ourselves and to lower ourselves.
主耶稣就是走这条路。
The Lord walked this way.
但人喜欢什么呢？
But what does man like?
人喜欢升高。
To like to be raised up.
人喜欢被抬举。
To be lifted up.
你知道主耶稣曾经在地上讲过。
The Lord has once spoken.
他说：“你去到一个宴会，不要找到最好的位置，就先坐下去了。”
When you go to a banquet, do not find the high place to just sit there.
他说：“如果来了一个比你更尊贵的主，你就不好意思，主人要请你下来给他坐。”
If one who is more honorable is here, then it'll be a shame for you to get down and to be asked to come down for the other person to go up.
他说：“你如果可以的，先坐在末座，最后一个座位。”
If you can, just go to the lowly seat.
If you're willing,
to go to the very low place.
主人后来把你，请你去坐在那个高位啊，那好。
And if the person invites you to sit in the best place, the highest place, then that's great.
我最近听很多人坐飞机都被提升到什么好，什么舱那个，不错，是提升上去，不是倒转哈。
I've heard many who are being from coach class, they can go sit in the first class.
你知道，我们能够被主提升的是好。
If we can be lifted up by the Lord, that's great.
自己提升的一点都不好。
If we uplift ourselves up there, that's not good.
人提升的也是不好。
It's not good if man try to lift us up.
这个地上的人都在讲我的权利。
Men on this in the world always think about our own rights.
是吧？女人的权利。
Women's rights.
这个还有什么权利啊？这个动物的权利。
Animal rights.
这个唯有在肚子里面的孩子没有权利。
Only the ones in the mother's womb have no rights.
什么都权利。
Everything is about rights.
所以有些人喜欢来美国。
Many people want to come to the States. Only one thing.
他说我什么都可以告上法庭。
I can sue for everything.
什么都可以告上法庭。
I can just sue.
因为我在争取我的权利。
Because I'm trying to gain my own rights.
你看这些路跟主的路完全相反。
This way is opposite to the Lord's way.
主耶稣给我们看，你要舍己，天天背十字架跟从我。
The Lord says to deny yourself and bear your cross daily to follow me.
主耶稣自己在地上。他就一直降卑的。
The Lord lowered himself when he was on this earth.
他圣经告诉我们，他不以神为同等为强夺的。
He did not see himself as same with God.
所以弟兄姊妹，第二条路是一直往下的路。
The second way is one that's descending.
主可以把我们提高。
The Lord can raise us up.
那是在让主来提高。
But let the Lord do it.
我们所走的就是降卑的路。
We walk a lowly way, one that's descending.
不是肯定你自己，而是否定你自己。
It's not to confirm yourself, but to deny yourself.
让主在这里给我们看来似乎是世界不配有的人，却是神眼中最看重的。
That before the Lord, even though we are not worthy, as if we are not worthy of this world, but the Lord honors us.
第三个,
Third,
我们走教会身体合一的路。
That we walk the way of the oneness of the body of Christ.
我们全部都是弟兄。
We are all brothers.
今天基督教里面有个圣品的阶级。
In Christianity today, there is this clergy.
牧师、平信徒。
The pastors and the laymen.
圣经给我们看到，我们全部都是弟兄。
The Bible shows to us that we are brethren.
我们没有地位的差别。
We have no difference in positions.
我们要在学习在神的家中认定耶稣基督是我们的原始。
That in the church we have to recognize that the Lord is our head.
我们在这里学习的就是权柄与顺服。
We learn here authority and submission.
这是我们今天要走的路。
This is the way that we are walking.
但是今天很多赝品假冒的。
But today there are a lot of fake 赝品。
那就是假的。
Things that are false.
你看神要的是一，我们用合作来代替。
That the Lord wants oneness, but we use cooperation to take.
主耶稣今天神在今天在地上拒绝宗教。
The Lord rejects religion in this world.
神要一切是从启示来。
The Lord wants everything to be from revelation.
但是我们很多是从遗传来的。
But a lot of us are from tradition.
我。
No.
传统是 tradition, 遗传。
Heritage.
Yeah, inherit the wrong thing. 我们很多是从知识来的。
And a lot from knowledge.
我们很多从外面来的。
And from outward things.
这不是我们今天要走的路。
This is not the way that we are walking.
所以我们今天要走的，就是主今天要我们走，他能够掌权的路。
We want to. The Lord wants us to walk in the way that He reigns.
这个。我们如果没主的生命的话，
If we do not have the life of the Lord,
我们出来的东西都只剩下组织。
Whatever that comes out of us is only organization.
看起来是很好的。
Outwardly it's great.
但是在神已经一点价值都没有。
But it's worthless before the Lord.
我们讲的做的好像都对。
What we speak and what we do seem to be right.
只要不是从启示来的，对神来讲这全部是宗教。
Unless it's out of revelation, it is all religion.
所以我们今天走什么路？
So what kind of way are we walking today?
我们今天走里面的道路。
To walk the inward way.
我们走十字架舍己降卑的路。
To walk the way of the cross, to deny ourselves the lowly way.
我们走教会身体合一的路。
And we walk the way of the oneness of the body of Christ.
我们如果照着主给我们看到的使命与道路生活的话。
If we live by what we see the Lord according to his mission and to his way, then can we bear fruit, good fruit.
所以圣经马太福音告诉我们，你要结好果子，你必须成为一棵好树。
In Matthew it tells us that in order to bear good fruit, you have to be a good tree.
以赛亚书37章那里说，往下扎根，向上结果。
In Isaiah, it says that you have to take root downward and bear fruit upward.
我们弟兄已经这个交通了很多这个扎根的事。
Our brother has shared a lot on this root, being rooted.
我们从马太福音13章里面撒种的比喻，看看这扎根的事。
In the parable of the soul, we'll look at having a rooted life.
我去年这个七月份已经跟大家也讲过了。
I've shared with you last July.
没这个没有这个没有果子哈，这个是根出世了。
If there is no fruit, then there's something wrong with the root.
第一个讲路旁基本上就没根。
And the wayside, then there's no root.
那是基本上没有根。
It's basically there's no root.
第二个它是石头的，它是土，这个土浅，说根很浅很短。
So in stony places, the earth is very shallow and the roots are very wouldn't grow long.
长出好的果子。
It will not bear good fruit.
那它第三个在荆棘里。
And the thorns?
这个没办法长出来。
Among the thorns, it's impossible for it to grow.
我们弟兄特别讲到这个地长啊，讲到晨更。
Our brother has specifically talked about morning devotion.
那弟兄姊妹啊，重点，牧师就是叫你早上起来读圣经祷告。
The emphasis is not for you to get up in the morning and then you read the Bible and you pray.
这个好赶，我问你，哪一个早上起来不赶呢？
How many of you are not in a rush in the morning?
我不知道有没有啊，这个有没有人哪一个人早上起来你不赶着赶着做这个做那个的？
How many of you are not rushed to do things in the morning?
有，我相信有。
I believe there are people who.
大部分都是赶的。
The majority are in a rush.
冲来冲去，是不是？
They rush here and there.
你想你呀、啊？为了去读个圣经跟祷告，那个简直是做给自己安慰自己良心的。
You might just be telling you know, to please your conscience, you know, by just reading a little bit.
我做了很多年这个事，因为我不做，我就是整天良心控告。
When I did a lot of these things for a long time, because if I don't do it, then my conscience are not clear.
当然，读圣经比不读好。
But if you read the Bible, it's better to read than not to read.
但是整个的中心点，那个晨更不是叫你就是赶快去做这些事情。
But the focus of morning devotion is not for you to just go read the Bible.
也不是跟你告诉你说，等我退休之后，我每天上起床没事做，我就可以好好读圣经。
Or that when you said, "Oh, I reach my retirement, I have nothing else to do, I will get up and just read."
晨更的整个，你真的进入晨更的中心。
If you go to the center of morning devotion,
以赛亚书五十章就是我们弟兄要讲的。
And Isaiah 50 is what our brother was trying to tell us.
你是一个受教的人吗？
Are you teachable?
我们在晨更是帮助我受教吗？
Our devotion is it to help us to be teachable?
如果我来到主面前，我这个人不是受教，那么晨更根本就是外面的错误。
If I come before the Lord and I'm not a teachable person, then all these morning devotions will be just outward things.
我们要的是那个实际，不是那个作为。
We want the reality and not just the action.
我们要有那个晨更的果效，而不是做了这个动作。
We want that result of the morning devotion and not just an act.
我如果有真的晨更。
If I have a true morning devotion,
我是真的碰到我的主。
Then I truly have met my Lord.
当我碰到我的主，我这个人就降服了。
When I meet my Lord, then I'm submitted.
我降服，我就成为一个受教。
And when I'm surrendered before the Lord, then I'm teachable.
如果每一次靠近主，来到晨更没代价这个情况的话，这个晨更所有读到的，我以为有帮助，都是道理。
If I just come to a morning devotion and think I'm coming before the Lord and I'm don't have this, then it's all just knowledge.
So, 弟兄姊妹，看重晨更那个的事实。
And look at the reality, the whole importance and the reality of the morning devotion.
我跟常见弟兄交通了。
I share with my brother.
我说啊，
Chang,
这里基本上没几个人早上起得来的。
I said, only a few are able to wake up early in the morning.
我说应该这样说，没起得来一定要起来，要上班上课，都是冲着出去的。
Or I should put it this way, that those who are able to get up in the morning, they are rushing to work and to school.
所以我们弟兄就说，呀，这个下课回家书包一摆，找个时间，你这个不忙了吧？可以好好有个时间，来亲近主。
So our brother said that, well, you know, after school, you know, just drop your backpacks and you have nothing else, you come before the Lord, to come draw close to Him.
所以我做学生的时候，早上对我是免谈的。
For me, it was impossible at all when I was a kid, I was a student.
我最后投降了，不是向主投降，我投降我的作为。这个。
I finally surrendered not to the Lord, but to
我说没用
my actions. I said it's useless.
因为我发现我读完圣经，觉得好像有点得着，一看到什么我就开始发脾气了。
I said, well, I read the Bible as if I received something, but something else I saw and I lost my temper.
很纳闷的，就是我刚刚不是 have a good time, 怎么一下子没多久啊，怎么整个脾气啥都出来了。
I was kind of confused. I'm wondering why, you know, I was having a good time with the Lord and then now I lost my temper.
Something wrong. 我就说有些东西错了。
Something is wrong with that.
所以我后来我说，我也跟年长弟兄交通，我说我只能够找最好的时间，我来到主的面前。
So I told my elderly brothers, I said, I can only find my best time to come before the Lord.
这个使我稳定，能够跟主成根的生活。
So I have a consistent time that I can have morning devotion with the Lord.
使我能够一直成为愿意成，一直能够学习在一个做受教的人。
That helped me to be in the position to be teachable.
你知道以赛亚讲这个话。
When Isaiah spoke about this,
你没有个受教的耳朵。
If you do not have a teachable ear,
你讲出来的话不是受教者的舌头。
And when what comes out of your tongue is not teachable thing.
你很多时候讲这个什么教导人的舌头们，我们都应该这样讲。
We can teach others.
对不对？老师，这很多老师教人，不是就是教导人嘛？对不对？教导人的舌头嘛。
We can teach others with our tongue.
对，我懂你不懂嘛。
I know and you don't.
但是他这里说，你真的要教导人，你那个是受教者的舌头。
And you have learned the tongue.
是你先受教。
And you have learned.
你再来教。
And then you teach others.
这不是知识上的传递。
This is not a passing on of knowledge.
这是你在主面前的学习，生命的传递。
It's what you learn before the Lord and you pass the life.
那时候，你早上起来怎么样呢？
But what about in the morning? What do you do?
如果你每天都有这样的时间,
if you have this portion of time every morning,
你每天起来,
then every morning when you get up,
你能够认主说, 主啊, 又一天了,
can you tell the Lord, Lord, another day?
有你真好,
it's so good to have you.
能够认主说, 主, 我有你够了,
can you tell the Lord, Lord, I have you, and that is enough.
或者你有些来的主啊, 你记得你的孩子有这些难处。
Or you say, Lord, remember that your child is facing all these difficulties.
你记得，你记得你的孩子的需要。
Remember your child's needs.
好，主，我要上班了。
You say, Lord, I'm going to work.
我要去上课了。
I'm going off to school.
拜拜。
Bye.
我跟你讲，你在当江弟兄早上起来讲什么？
What does our brother Kong speak in the morning?
他每天就准备就是已经就是起来就到主那里去了。
Every morning he is prepared that when he wakes up he is before the Lord.
你打开眼，哎，又是天花板。
When he wakes up, it's still the ceiling.
所以他跟我们交通上说，他说主啊，又一天了。
So he shared with us. He said, Lord, another day.
他说主，你今天要我学什么
？Lord, what do you want me to learn today?
这个我们可能还没到去整天，你可能可以学这个，主，你今天要我学什么
？Maybe you say, Lord, what do you want me to learn?
这个是我们弟兄过一百岁了。
Our brother is over 100.
这是他在主面前说，醒来了，主，你今天要我学什么
？I've wakened today, Lord. What do you want me to learn today?
他常常讲到说，我一定就是学不好，所以还没去见主。
He oftentimes shared that said.Must be that I haven't learned and learned because
the Lord is wanting me. 还要学。
So the Lord is wanting me to learn today.
我每次听他讲，他讲这个，他都哭的。
He cried when he said it all the time.
我一定还有没学好，所以你还没接我走。
It must be something that I have not learned, so you haven't received me to you.
说我们今天哈，你没时间读圣经，没什么，跟主讲几句话。
If you have no time to read the Bible, but talk with the Lord.
有时候我觉得我对主很不敬。
Sometimes I feel I do not respect the Lord.
我醒了。
I wake up.
我躺在床上。
I lay in my bed.
但我跟主讲话。
I talk to him.
其实我有几次的要交通的话，都是我躺在床上主告诉我。
Many times the words I share, when the Lord gave it to me when I spoke to him in my bed.
我没有读圣经。
I wasn't reading the Bible.
我只是跟他。
I was just talking to him.
但是我想这个可能有你不要学啊，你给我起来还是起来。
If you can get up, get up.
但是有时候我都不想吵到另外一个起来，他也醒过来，我就躺在那不动。
If I wake up, then I'll disturb the other one, so I would just not move.
我心里面跟我的主一直在讲话。
But in my heart, I keep speaking and talking with the Lord.
主在跟我们讲话。
The Lord is talking to us.
跟我们讲话。
He's waiting to converse with us.
我们读一节圣经啊，《创世纪》。
Genesis.
第四十九章。
49。
创世纪第四十九章。第二十二节。
49:22。
创世纪四十九章二十二节。
Genesis 49:22。
约瑟是多结果子的枝子，是全旁是全旁多结。等一下，约瑟是多结果子的树枝，是全旁多结果子的枝子，它的枝条探出墙外。
Joseph is a fruitful bull, even a fruitful bull by the well, whose branches run over the wall.
诗篇第一篇第三节，他说你要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
In Psalm 1 it says you have to be a tree by, planted by the rivers.
他说按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither. Whatsoever he does shall prosper.
这里讲到约瑟是有根的一个人。
Here it speaks that Joseph has roots.
但他在这里讲到全旁。
But it said an entire bowl.
他讲到在溪水旁。
By the rivers.
这里不是强调根有多深。
It's not emphasizing on how deep the roots were.
这里乃是讲到他的根不断吸收供应。
That his roots are ever absorbing the supply.
我们不止根要深。
Not only our roots have to be deep.
我们的根要不住的吸收供应。
Our roots have to be always absorbing the supply.
因为我们不吸收一时的供应，我们没办法走前面的路。
If we do not have continual supply, then we cannot walk the way before us.
我们都知道约瑟的故事。
We all know the story of Joseph.
从他十七岁发了那个梦之后。
From the dream he had when he was 17.
到他三十岁没好日子走过。
He has no good life in a way before he was 30.
他被卖成奴隶。
He was sold to be a slave.
后来变成囚犯。
And to be one down in a jail.
他的那一段人生何等的坎坷。
It was a very tough period in his life.
如果是我们说问神 why?
If we ask the Lord why?
为什么我做错了什么?
Did I do anything wrong?
神不用跟我们解释的。
The Lord, he doesn't need to explain to us.
神要给我们应做这个。我们能够眼睛更多被打开。
He wants us to our eyes to be opened up even more because of.
如果约瑟的根不是一直在溪水旁的话，在泉旁的话。
If Joseph's roots were not by the river.
他没法经过了十三年的日子。
He would not be able to get through that 13 years.
但是因为他的根够深。
Because.
一个他的根连对的水源。
Because his roots were by the right river.
带他经过那十三年的时间。
It brought him through those 13 years.
当他经过了那段时间之后。
After he passed through those times.
神把他抬起来成为埃及的宰相。
The Lord raised him up to be the premier of Egypt.
我们今天在地上都喜欢当宰相。
We all want to be up there in the
world. 我们羡慕坐高位。
We admire to be up in the high
position. 神没有说不给你坐高位。
The Lord didn't say no to your high position.
神只是说你可以坐高位吗？
But the Lord said, can you be in the high position?
你能够忍受得了高位所有的试探吗？
Can you bear all the temptations of this high position?
除非你经过跟连于我。
Unless you have experienced that your roots are joined to mine.
因着你连于我走过一些坎坷的路。
Because you are joined to mine and you walk through all this difficulty.
你可以有一天坐那个位置。
Then you can one day sit in that position.
能够因着你还连住这个根于泉源。
And because you are still rooted in the spring of water.
能够不受这个高位所有来的试探。
That you cannot be, that you won't be affected by all the temptations in this high position.
说弟兄姊妹，我们要有根，也要连，常连于溪水。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have roots and to be continually by the river.
往下扎根，向上结果。
To root it downward and to bear fruit upward.
往下扎根是打根基的事。
To bear fruit downward is to have foundation.
往上结果是建造的事。
To be bearing fruit upward is building.
我们已成为神的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们今天需要下面根基是稳的。
We have to have a firm foundation.
人家问一问主复活了吗？
We ask, is the Lord resurrected?
我们根基就摇动。
If people ask us this question, then our foundation is shaken.
因为我们也不是很清楚。
Because we are not very sure.
头脑是知道。
In our head, we know.
但问心呢？
But we ask our hearts.
我的主，我根本也不太认识。
I do not know my Lord.
我经历过他多少？好像没太多。
How much have I experienced him? Not much.
那是根基的问题。
That is the problem with the foundation.
根基不稳，上面就建造就不行。
If we have no firm foundation, then there will be no building upwards.
好像很多年前有一次上海有一个楼倒了。
Years ago, there was a building in Shanghai that fell.
上面的楼都整整齐齐掉下来的。
The top of the building just fell.
下面的根基完全完蛋。
The foundation was gone.
因为根基偷工减料。
Because there was some, they didn't do a good job with the foundation.
看起来很漂亮。
It's a really gorgeous building.
稍微动一动。全倒，为什么倒？根基没用。
But when shaken, it just fell because the foundation was.
人生不会都一帆风顺的。
It's not, life is not all smooth sailing.
我们喜欢一帆风顺。
We like that smooth sailing.
那不是真实的人生。
But that's not reality.
那人生遇到挫折。
So when you meet difficulties in life.
为什么主不听我祷告？
Why doesn't the Lord answer my prayers?
为什么主没有带我平安度过？
Why didn't the Lord bring me pass by peacefully?
因为我们根基不稳。
Because we do not have a firm foundation.
我们祷告也不知道怎么祷告。
So we do not know how to pray.
是我另外一个负担吗？
Another burden of mine.
在一年开始。
This beginning of the year.
我们要来补课。
We have to have.
补课。
Remedial lessons.
OK, 这个我也想了半天，英文不知道讲什么。我们要开始补课。
We have to have remedial lessons.
本来应该我信主的时候，这些都已经就打好了。
I should have firm foundation when I first accepted the Lord.
但是因为开始信主的时候根本就没打。
But because I didn't build this foundation when I believed in the Lord.
我们只好补课。
Then we have to have remedial lessons.
你知道，很多年前我坐过，不知道是在台湾还是在坐过火车。
Years ago, I don't know if it's in Taiwan or where I
was on a train. 太赶时间了。
We are in a rush.
我不知道国内应该也有，现在有没有不知道。
Maybe it's the same in China.
线上车，等一下再买票。
Oh, you just board first and then you purchase a ticket later.
我们说还有这种事的。
Okay, really?
这个，不，后来我的确也遇过很多这些事情。
I've met many times it's the same.
这个有人坐了我的位置。
Somebody took my seat.
他没票了，他等着那边买票，在哪里就坐了。
He was waiting to purchase a ticket because he just, you know, took a spot.
说就多了，这个也是 job opportunity 的，找一个人上来验票。
And they have another person to come and verify the ticket.
你没有票，那只好买票了。
If you don't have a ticket, you have to purchase one.
那如果这个所有人都不买票上车的话
？If none bought a ticket and they boarded.
那可能车站那个卖票的月台。那个可以 cancel 就拆掉算了，就是上车才买。
And they probably can take down the ticket office.
你看我们今天信主。
Today we believe in the Lord.
我们所有人都只有走补票的路，就是补课的路。
We all of us took the remedial lessons.
你就知道我们信主的根基有多糟糕。
You can see how terrible our foundation is.
就是当我们信的那一刻是多糟糕。
The moment that when we believe, how terrible that was.
我们信的好跟信的不好差别太大。
When you believe good, well and terrible, it's too much a difference.
生个孩子下来两磅跟一个生个十磅下来是很难，很差别。
When you have a baby who's born at 2 pounds and 10 pounds is different.
差别太大。
It's a vast difference.
今天信主很多人就是两磅跟一磅跟几盎司，有些人就很多十磅。
Some if you believe in the Lord, we can be just 2 pounds or even a few ounces, but some 10 pounds.
信主那个根基的那个信的没对的话，以后的路就很难走。
The foundation when you first believe if that's not right, then it's hard for you to walk.
你知道还有一个最大的原因是什么？传福音的人传错。
And another reason is because those who preach the gospel didn't preach it right.
我们不要只怪那些人信的不对。
We cannot blame those who believe and they didn't believe.
现在看传福音的人就是传的不对的福音呢。
But the person who preached maybe preached the wrong gospel.
我们只要信耶稣的 平安，什么好处都来。
You believe in the Lord Jesus and you have peace and you have all the good things.
许多人的信了主耶稣，就主耶稣最好的、最灵的神，所以我就拜拜的心态来了。
And some people when they believe in Jesus, say, "Oh, that's the best God, and He answers all prayers." Then it's just like I'm praying to an idol.
因为整个基督教里面就是吹一个风，就是传福音嘛。
Because in the entire Christianity, it's just preach the gospel.
是许多人的信主根本就是糊里糊涂的。
And they just believe with no.
有人是真信，有人可能根本没信。
They just believe and some truly believe and some didn't.
说今天有些朋友们说，你不要逼我信主。
Some friends said, "Do not force me to believe."
我说，请放心，我绝对不逼你信主。
I said, "Rest assured, I will not force you."
你今天告诉我你信主，我还不相信。
Today you tell me you believe in the Lord, I probably wouldn't believe.
我从一直都画一个图片，我所要的主耶稣生命有没有进来？
There's a picture that I always draw. Did the life of Jesus come into you?
主耶稣的生命没进来，你跟我讲了一百次信主，我也没用。
Even if the Lord's life is not in you, even if you tell me 100 times to believe in the Lord Jesus,
真正的信主是耶稣的生命进来。
True belief is that when the Lord Jesus' life come into your heart.
你说我信主二十年，我受浸了二十年，主耶稣生命没进来。
You said you believe for 20 years and you baptized for 20 years. If the Lord's life is not in you, it's useless.
哇，他舒服很多。
The person was relieved.
我说没有，他说还有人这样跟我讲的。
He said, "Nobody talked to me like this."
我说我没有要你赶快信主，我要你真信主。
I don't want to rush you into believing, but I want you to truly believe.
说弟兄姊妹，我们今天我们都信主。
Brothers and sisters, we have all believed in the Lord.
不信主应该在后面的房间。
If you do not believe, then you should be in the room, back room there.
或者是你嘴巴讲信主，不过这个是不是那你跟神的事情
？Maybe it, with your mouth you said, you know, I believe, but if are you truly, you know, you're a believer, then you have you. It's between you and God.
我们信主的根基影响我们这一生怎么跟神走。
The foundation when we first believe it affects the entire life.
你的信主就是因为你当初的根基不好，所以你今天可能 wishy washy 的。
You may be wishy washy today because of the foundation when you first believe.
我们各种的理由就是都不怎么来到主面前。
We have our reasons to not come before the Lord.
因为我们信主，当天的信主。那个根基出问题。
Because on that day, the moment when we believe that there's something wrong with that foundation.
但是不是没希望。
We're not hopeless.
求主怜悯我们，给我们补课。
That the Lord has mercy on us, that we have remedial lessons.
我们能够开始走，补课还要你愿意。
To have remedial lessons, you have to be willing.
没有人逼你补课。
Nobody forced you into that.
是你自愿来补课。
That willingly you come to take those.
我在神的面前说主，我承认我这些根基没打好。
That come before the Lord and say, Lord, I didn't have these foundation, firm foundation before you.
我愿意补课。
And I'm willing to take those lessons.
我这补课的东西今天不讲了，没时间了。
I have no time for the remedial lessons today.
很多可以补课。
Many things we can go through.
但是我希望弟兄姊妹。
But I hope brothers and sisters.
2017年刚开始。
In the beginning of 2017,
我们能够真实的在主面前
，that we can be true before the Lord.
主啊，我的确有很多我当初信主没打下这个根基。
That we can be real before the Lord. That on that day when we believe, we didn't have a firm foundation.
主，我跟你说，我要开始补课。
That I tell the Lord, I want to take those remedial lessons.
我还没提，我们怎么来补课？
I haven't mentioned how we're going to do those lessons.
在我下次的教宗之前，这段时间你们自己问主，你要补课吗
？Before I share with you again next time, ask the Lord, do I need to have remedial
lessons? 你要再问主，我要补什么课呢
？Can we ask the Lord what lessons do we need to take?
你先问主说主有没有你先告诉我了，不用人告诉我。
Lord, maybe you can tell me before man tells me.
今年1月8号，我赶快开始，不要一堆哈，一堆也不会做的，你先选一个。
It's only January 8th, but don't pick a lot, just pick one.
主，我今天就这个，我先来补课。
Lord, this, I want to take remedial lessons on this.
赎回光阴啊，是由我们的 action 的，是由我们所走。
To redeem our time, we have to have actions too.
主，我要开始走补课的路。
And Lord, I want to take this remedial lesson.
2017年是我就是做补课的。
Maybe 2017 is this year of taking remedial lessons.
我不要上面我听了道一堆建了一个大房子起来。
I don't want all those things, the words that I've heard to build a big house.
但是我的根基基本上是动的。
But I have an unstable foundation.
好吧，我想啊，我今天我就把最后讲到补课这件事摆在弟兄姊妹面前。
I'll put before you this matter of remedial lessons.
求主鉴察我们的心。
May the Lord search our hearts.
我们有各种我们的难处跟软弱。
We have many difficulties and our own weaknesses.
但是主，我要回家。
But Lord, I want to return home.
这不是不信主的人讲的回家。
This is not the coming home of the unbelievers.
这是一个神的孩子说，我已经走太多自己的路。
But a child of God who said that I have already walked a lot of my own ways.
我要回家。
I want to come home.
我要做一个真实你的儿女。
I want to be a real child of God.
所有在我根基上需要学的，是我一件一件认真的在你面前补回这个我该学的功课。
All the things that I have to do with foundation, Lord, that I will seriously.Take the remedial lessons one at a time before you. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你又给我们新的一年。
Lord, we thank you for another year.
主，还是你给我们还有机会来到你的面前。
You give us opportunity to come before you.
主，给我们是一个能够抓住你给我们机会的人。
There will be one that would grab onto your opportunity.
主，我们的确愿意起来更多的爱你。
Lord, truly, we want to rise up to love you.
能够成为一个真正听到你呼召的人。
To be one who truly hear your calling.
是一个真实跟随你的人。
One who is truly following you.
但是我们承认有许多说你根基的事我们都失去了。
But we acknowledge that there are many things to do with foundation that we have lost.
开头我们就没有好好在你面前操练。
We have the exercise.Good before you from the beginning.
求你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
给我们能够能有再重新开始的恩典。
That we have grace to start again.
把我们自己，把众弟兄姊妹都交托给你。
Lord, we commit ourselves and brothers and sisters in your hands.
说带我们能够走上你所喜悦的道路。
Lead us on the path that you are pleased with.
以致我们这一生，我们不是枉费掉。
That we do not waste this life away.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.